This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. In Izium, a Ukrainian city recently liberated from Russian control, dozens of people waited in line Sunday to receive humanitarian aid. People received blankets and bread from volunteers as tanks rolled by. The city is still without electricity, gas, and water. It had been under occupation for 6 months. Sunday, Ukraine claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while adding further pressure on the Kremlin. The stinging setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin came after he proclaimed the annexation of four regions covering nearly one-fifth of Ukraine Friday, an area that includes Lyman. Kyiv and the West have condemned the proclamation as an illegal sham. The number of people who died from panic at an Indonesian soccer match stands at least 125, making it one of the deadliest sports events in the world. Most were trampled to death after police fired tear gas to dispel riots Saturday. AP correspondent Zaria Shockley has more.
Riots broke out after the game ended on Saturday evening with host Arema FC losing to Persebaya. Disappointed after their team's loss, thousands of supporters of Arema reacted by throwing bottles and other objects at players and soccer officials. Witnesses say fans flooded the stadium pitch in protest. The rioting spread outside the stadium, where at least five police vehicles were toppled and set ablaze amid the chaos. Riot police responded by firing tear gas, including toward the stadium's stands, causing panic among the crowd. I'm Zaria Shackley.
For more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The remnants of Hurricane Ian drifted through the U.S. state of Virginia early on Sunday. While storm ravaged residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a disaster recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars. At least 53 storm-related deaths have been confirmed as floodwaters recede and search teams push farther into areas initially cut off from the outside world, where hundreds of people have been rescued. The desperate search for survivors continues in Florida, with U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden planning to visit there and Puerto Rico this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
After riding out the hurricane, Sanibel Island resident Betty Reynolds had to be rescued from her home.
I didn't think it was bad at all until the water started coming in.
4 feet of it.
So I've been living upstairs.
The same rescues playing out on Pine Island. Resident Joe Conforti.
There was 4 foot waves in the streets and the water just kept pounding the house, and we watched boats, houses, we watched everything just go flying by. We've lost so much.
As rescue numbers mount, so does the death toll. President Biden pledging to help those impacted, not just in Florida, but everywhere Ian hit.
Whatever it takes to help search and rescue, recovery, and rebuilding, it's going to take a long time.
I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Orlean barreled toward Mexico's southwestern coast as a dangerous Category 3 storm and is expected to dump torrential rains even as it is forecast to weaken in the coming days, the National Hurricane Center said Sunday. Orlean is packing maximum sustained winds near 125 miles per hour. Higher gusts are projected to pass near or over Mexico's Islas Marias Sunday night or Monday morning, the Miami-based NHC said in its latest public advisory. A six-month truce in Yemen's war has expired without being extended, the United Nations Special Envoy said Sunday, urging calm and adding that negotiations are continuing. He said efforts to extend and expand the ceasefire for a further 6 months had not been successful. In a statement, the Swedish diplomat urged the warring parties to, quote, fulfill their obligation to the Yemeni people to pursue every avenue for peace, end quote. And thousands of people marched in Paris Sunday to condemn Iran's Islamic leadership in a giant show of solidarity with the protests that erupted there. This after the death in custody of a woman who had been detained by Iran's morality police for allegedly not adhering to Iran's strict Islamic dress code. Iranians and others have also marched in cities around the world. And recapping our top story, a Ukrainian city recently liberated from Russian control, Izium. Dozens of people are waiting there in line to receive humanitarian aid.